This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, some of you have contacted us on Facebook, and I really appreciate you guys reaching out to The Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook about where we are with healthcare and is Trump losing. I really wish politics weren't involved, and unfortunately they are. And I'm very, very frustrated. Okay, you know, we had a lot of high hopes that something was going to happen, you know, when it came to our insurance premiums, and something was going to happen, to help fix the Obamacare mess. One of you had said, why don't you leave it up to the voters? Have them vote on whether the GOP should go the, Freedom Caucus route or the moderate route. You can't, the thing is, you know, the American people did already vote. And they voted for Trump. And one of the main reasons why they voted for Trump is because of the Obamacare debacle. That was probably one of the biggest reasons Obamacare did get into office. And so they did, which is why it is a little, you know, it's a little perplexing to some political pundits why, you know, that Trump didn't go with the Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus seemed to be going more along the line of how Trump originally campaigned. All right, we are going to get rid of Obamacare. And we're going to do it, and we're going to do it now. So when things went a little bit moderate, the reason why the Republicans didn't coalesce and the GOP didn't unite is because they were like, this is BS. This is going to fail. This is going to make us look bad. I would rather not. And maybe it was a smart move on their part. You know, rather than you put your name on the healthcare system with a crappy lifeboat that may sink anyway. Why don't you, right now, currently, the healthcare system, the law of the land is still, quote unquote, Obamacare. So, it's delicate and it's tricky, and we've talked about this, but because many of you have commented and wanted to know the latest and the greatest, right now, from what I understand, is they're still working on that amendment where it would put power to the states. Can you hear me? Oh, okay, good. Sorry about that. So, not politically, they should just think about what the people need. And if the people can't stand this, you know, insurance exchange, and, you know, many insurance companies don't want to be on the exchange, then what I think the government needs to do is allow states to start fixing the problem themselves. And I would say have the federal government leave this up to the, leave it up to the states. And I really think the federal government needs to probably stay out. When they got involved, they really messed things up. And when it came to Medicaid, of course, with Medicaid money, Medicaid funds, the government could help, release those funds. But there has to be some sort of accountability. There has to be some sort of a timetable on it. We expanded Medicaid to now we have 72 million people, more than the whole country of England, right, on Medicaid. And it keeps rising. Every year, people on Medicaid keeps rising. Well, if the recession is supposedly over, why do we have more and more people on Medicaid and it didn't scale back? So that's a problem. And so we may need to look at what is going on state by state. I hate the idea of micromanaging, but when it comes to this and it comes to us not having enough money to expand Medicaid the way we did and leave it expanded. Remember, that was supposed to be a temporary fix. When the recession hit and people lost their jobs, they needed a safety net. And I was for Medicaid expansion. But I was assuming the Medicaid expansion would have a timetable to it. And then it would recede as the, you know, economy improved. It never did. And more people each year, millions of people kept going on Medicaid after the worst of the recession. Even though I still think we're in it, it's not as bad as it was 2008, 2009. So why do we have more people on Medicaid than we ever have? Why does it keep rising? So that's a huge problem. And so, you know, on one end, the GOP could say, you know, forget it. All right, Obamacare was still the law of the land. They still have their name on it. We, you know, they're the ones at fault. If it's false, the problem is we got the midterm elections coming up faster than you think. All right, the campaigning is going to start next year. And when the GOP promised to, quote unquote, fix Obamacare, which I don't think was the smartest thing to say, because you can't. The bill was designed that if you start to mess with it, it's like cutting the wrong wire on a bomb. So, you know, they promised they were going to do something. And right now it looks like we're inept. It looks like we can't agree on anything. If we have a Republican-controlled Senate and a Republican-controlled House, you would think something would get done. However, fixing Obamacare is not going to be something you could do within a first 100 days. It could take years. So what the Republicans need to do is come up with a plan that shows some immediate relief, some immediate results, and then has a plan that's kind of airtight, such that when, if we do lose the midterm elections and we do have liberals coming to the Congress that wants to, you know, keep Obamacare chugging on life support, it would be a lot more difficult for them to do. And I hate to say that, but if I was a strategist, and, you know, mind you, I'm an independent, but when it comes to Obamacare, I think that really hurt a lot of people. I think it, damaged the economy, and I don't think it should be the law of the land that persists and remains. I think it's a horrible law, and I think it needs to be fixed. I think some parts of the law are great, but a lot of the parts of the law weren't practical and not sustainable, and so we are not able to sustain it. Well, we already have, I think Knoxville, Tennessee doesn't have any insurance companies on the exchange. So when you already have one city that starts to fall, not being able to utilize the quote-unquote law of the land, it just shows you how crappy a law it is. And you need something that benefits everybody. It doesn't have to be 100%. It doesn't have to, you know, make everybody smile. But it's, you know, we see its end.
Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex
employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Mississippi has figured out a way to recruit homegrown doctors to help cure guys, we're having some internet issues. I apologize. So anyway, there's a state-sponsored program, which 11 doctors have already graduated and 25 more are expected to begin work this summer. The Mississippi Rural Physician Scholarship Program was created in 2007 with the goal of training homegrown physicians to provide care for those small towns. Now, it's 11 doctors and hopefully 25 more, so it's not a lot, but it's something. Now, apparently the Magnolia State has about 102.3 primary care physicians per 100,000 people, compared to the national average of 145. And they are about the top three in the lowest rates of the nation. They say another contributing factor is the limited number of training facilities in the state. Mississippi has one major academic science and research center. A second medical college focused on osteopathic medicine did open in 2008. So they say it takes some time to grow a doctor and hopes to see definitive results in the next couple years. And I'll talk to you about some of the things that are happening where people want to, quote unquote, grow doctors. They say a scholarship recipient could receive $30,000 per year for medical school, but must be a resident of Mississippi and attend school in the state. After completing the program and graduating, the new doctors must commit to working in a rural area for each year they receive the scholarship. But there's a lot of programs like that out. A lot of states have that, where if you work, if you receive scholarship money that covers your schooling, you give back by working in a rural area. And it's a phenomenal deal because you're getting your medical school for almost free, your medical school training for almost free. And B, these rural areas are awesome. You know, I mean, especially when you want to do, you know, primary care. And we'll talk about why many people don't go rural when I think they should. Okay. So Laura Miller is one of the 11 doctors who have started working in rural Mississippi. She's a family physician of Crystal Springs. It's a town of about 5,000 residents, according to U.S. Census data. She grew up in the area and wanted to work near her hometown as a family doctor. She said, I knew from the beginning I was going to do family practice and plan to return to my hometown or close by. So the program was perfect for me, and she joined the inaugural class. So the shortage of primary care physicians apparently is plaguing about 53 out of 82 counties, and many residents have to drive 40 minutes or more to see a doctor for specialty care, according to the University of Mississippi Medical Center. For patients who live in a small town, it's huge if you have a doctor that could be there within the town. There is a flower shop in downtown Crystal Springs. And she says usually she has to drive a long distance, and many times she would hold off seeking treatment. So, this is something that is a phenomenal program, but it's just a small fix to a very ongoing problem. So what's going on? Okay, well, first, okay, medical schools are getting more and more and more expensive. I mean, look at college, right? You know, for many people, they can't even afford college. Then, on top of college, let's say you get done in 4 years, which is now, I guess, speedy. In the past, it used to be a 4-year program. For some reason, things started to spread to 5 years. I'm not sure why, but it just did. And so now, I understand if you have to work and you can't carry on a full load, yeah, you could very easily make your 4 years turn into 6, 7, or 8. But either way, it's still very expensive. So, after 4 years of college, you have to do medical school, which is 4 years. Right? And medical schools could be anywhere from $30,000 a year to $60,000 a year. I mean, it's phenomenal, the prices. And exponential. Then from there, you need to, after you graduate, you need to do an internship. So technically, you don't have to pay for school anymore. So after your 8 years of undergrad and medical school, you should be done in terms of paying tuition. But as an intern, I averaged, $1.60 an hour? Now that the hours have been limited to 24 hours, and you don't have to do 36-hour shifts anymore, you're probably averaging a little bit more money. But, you know, some residents will make $40,000, maybe $50,000 a year. That doesn't really get to start paying off their loans if they had to borrow hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to school. So, in essence, they can live on that, maybe get an apartment, maybe get a car, but it's not much money. So you do an internship and then you do a residency. Some residencies are an extra 2 years on top of internships. Some could be 4, 5, 6, depending on what you go into. So many people are not making the money, and these loans are huge. So as a student, looking at what doctors make, all right, specialists, they make the bucks. The specialists are the ones that can make, you know, $200,000 a year, $300,000, $400,000, et cetera. Yet if you go into pediatrics, if you go into family medicine, if you go into internal medicine, you can maybe start at about $160,000, $180,000, which is still a lot of money. Trust me, for someone like me who grew up poor, that's a lot of money. But it's not a lot of money when you start having student loan payments, right? And then you also, you don't want to start your family, and you want to, you know, get a place to live, and you're not, you know, and you have to get, a lot of times we get a place to live near the hospital, which, you know, may not be the, you know, most financially possible sometimes. So, you know, now where you live and where you practice, you know, let's say you get, a job offer in San Francisco. Well, will San Francisco pay you more because it's so much more expensive to live in San Francisco? Not always. So, you know, you have a lot of those factors. So what ends up happening is many students are like, I want to do rural. I want to help these, underserved communities out. I'm there. But then after they've made hardly bupkis in terms of income, and it's been years, and they're close to 30 years old, and they now have huge loan payments that are going to start that need to be paid. You can defer them during residency, but then, boom, they start to hit. They're thousands of dollars a month. Many times people change their mind and go, you wonder what? I think it's easier for me just to open up across the street. And that happened with me. You know, I mean, I lived in Las Vegas, and I loved, you know, working in underserved communities, right? You know, I spoke Spanish. I loved going down to Lake Havasu, working in their ER. And I totally saw myself, I totally saw myself being in a smaller town, absolutely. But by the time I got out of residency and I had a baby and we, you know, my husband had to already start working, we're like, all right, well, let's temporarily set up shop here, okay, and then we'll figure out what to do. And it was in the outskirts of Las Vegas at the time. I mean, now it's included in Las Vegas because Las Vegas boomed and it grew really fast. But even though it started to have a little bit of a small town feel, it wasn't. Las Vegas is a big city, especially, you know, once the city started to envelop where we lived. We were on an outskirt. We were where the dirt stopped. Doesn't matter. So it got busy. And so technically, you know, Las Vegas is a metropolitan area. And it just happened that way. And so I understand how a lot of students, and it's not that they changed their mind about the money. It's that, you want to know what? It's easier to just, yeah, and I wasn't making much money. You don't make money when you start up a practice. But I was able to get a job at an urgent care in Las Vegas. There wasn't a lot of jobs in rural places. So as soon as I got my license, I was able to work at UMC Quick Care. UMC Quick Care had a job. So I got hired right as I was graduating medical school. How could I move? I finally had a job. Plus, we had my husband's loans to pay. So things happen. And so because things happen, and you also, when you go through residency, you start gaining a practice. You start meeting patients. Patients like, as soon as you graduate, where are you going to be? Because I want to see you. You start having relationships. It's really hard to pick up and leave unless you're training in a city that's small town. But how many small towns have big medical centers? Now, many rural, quote, areas start to offer a lot more money. They're offering over $200,000 for people in primary care, right, for you to move, et cetera. However, you know, if you are one of very few doctors, what's your call going to be like? You know, how many times you're going to have to be up in the middle of the night? And trust me, after a residency, I already hear students going, look, I do not want to get called in the middle of the night. You know, I want to be home with my kids. I want to protect my family. I don't want to be away and leave my wife and kids alone without anybody there in the middle of the night. And so, you know, it's not about the money. Okay? And, you know, it's hard work. There's easier ways to make that kind of money than going through medicine and going through medical school. So, you know, trying to incite and encourage people to, work rural is difficult. But you're getting medical school paid for would be an excellent deal. 1-877-DOCTOR.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So as you know, bacteria seem to run the world, right? It seems to rule our bodies. And now researchers are trying to figure out if bacteria could be the reason why sometimes we are at risk for heart disease and stroke, especially with the foods we eat. So they think an essential nutrient found in meat and eggs might be a culprit. They found evidence that choline may feed gut bacteria that in turn produce a compound that makes blood sticky and prone to form clots that could cause heart attacks and strokes. Holy crap. It's the latest in their series of studies looking at what specific compounds in food raise people's risk of heart disease, which is obviously the number one cause of death in the United States. choline is considered an essential nutrient, and getting too little can ironically lead to heart disease, cancer, and other conditions. However, if you take too much, then that can be an issue too. It's found in abundant quantities in egg yolks, liver, red meat, peanuts, and wheat germ. Okay, I only eat red meat, so I'm good. Dr. Stanley Hazen, no, not good. Dr. Stanley Hazen of the Cleveland Clinic colleagues did a small but intense study in 18 volunteers, 8 of them vegetarians or vegans, and 10 people who ate meat, eggs, and dairy. They gave all 18 choline supplements 500 milligrams daily. The recommended adequate intake for choline from all sources is 425 milligrams a day for women and 550 milligrams a day for men. After a month, their blood levels of a compound called trimethylamine N-oxide, or TMAO, it looks like TMI, but it's not. It's called TMAO. It rose tenfold. In tests, their blood became much more likely to form clots, according to the team that wrote the article in the journal Circulation. This TMAO, they say, also supercharges platelet function. And as you remember, when I taught you guys about heart attacks, what ends up happening is a lot of times your platelets are a big cause of that. Because something tears the intima wall of the coronary artery, and then the platelets come to form a clot, and then unfortunately the platelets that cause that clot cause a clot so, if they're doing their job, they cause a clot though that's so bad, so big, so thick, that blood can't get around it. Blood can't get around it, it can't get to the heart. Then you get a heart attack. So, platelets, they say, are cell-like structures in the blood that help form clots, and TMAO makes them sticky. So, if choline gives rise to TMAO, and red meat and eggs give rise to choline, there you see where the problem lies therein. Or the problem lies therein. Okay, so, the vegans and vegetarians had much lower levels of choline to start with than the meat eaters did. Even after taking choline, their blood levels were much lower. They say foods that raise TMAO may increase your risk of clotting of thrombotic events unless prescribed by your doctor. Avoid supplements with choline. They say a Mediterranean or vegetarian diet is reported to help reduce TMAO. The research team did not find that people who took the supplements had an actual higher risk of heart disease. Now remember, they're only looking at animal products and food. We got to be careful with supplements because they're not, I hate to say this, they're not, you know, very, like, real in terms of the bioactive world. I mean, yeah, they work, and supplements, you know, do affect the biology. But a lot of times when they talk about, oh, you know, this, you know, supplement causes, like calcium supplements could cause heart disease, but calcium doesn't. Well, then, you know, well, why is that? Well, because it could be something in the supplement. It could be a powder. Could be something else going on with that. So a new study provides the first direct evidence in humans that consuming excess choline, right, which is very big in the Western diet, raises both levels of the bacteria-produced compound called the N-oxide trimethylamine, TMAO. All right, so that's an issue. Now, they say taking a daily aspirin did reduce the clotting effect. We don't recommend aspirin to everybody because of the risk of stomach issues, GI bleed, could affect the kidneys, etc. For men, we do recommend it over age 50 for protection of heart disease. For women, we recommend aspirin therapy to prevent stroke over 55, but we don't recommend that women take aspirin every day for heart disease. Hasn't been proven yet. Now, what about eggs? So eggs deliver about 125 milligrams of choline. Scientists know that gut bacteria are vital for digesting and metabolizing food. Obviously, you need this bacteria. Right? We also have viruses. We have fungi that live in our body. But the balance is what affects health. So they narrow down the species of bacteria that metabolize choline, L-carnitine, and other compounds that make TMAO. And so they think, Dr. Hazen hopes, that there's ways to alter these bacteria or the products to lower the risk of heart disease. So if you can somehow block this TMAO, that could be pretty, pretty cool. You know, it's got to be frustrating for you guys. You know, I guess there was an article talking about how coffee, drinking 4 cups of coffee is good for you a day. You know, so we're getting some good news, you know, with some things. But I really understand how frustrating this is where, you know, you guys are just trying to live your life and you're trying to eat less. Here's what gets me. I am trying to eat less carbs. That's my goal. I want to eat less carbs. And so to eat less carbs, I'm eating more protein. And unfortunately, part of that protein ends up being red meat. And the reason why is when I was a kid, I was 19 years old and I had a kidney stone. And I had a kidney stone that was caused by uric acid. And they made me go to a nutritionist, and the nutritionist said, be careful of the purines, and those are higher in chicken and meat, but especially chicken. So beef will be safer for you than chicken. But see, I've been eating a lot of chicken so that I would avoid, getting, I guess, another, I ate more chicken because I thought red meat was bad for you. So, you know, when my nutritionist said, no, red meat is better, you know, I switched. Yeah, and yes, I haven't had a kidney stone, thank God, but I've obviously eaten more red meat. I don't eat a lot of it, you know, maybe a couple times a week, but still, that's a lot. So, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some sad news, a 3-year-old Nebraska boy died after his car power window closed on his neck. Colfax County Attorney Denise Crashel said Monday that 3-year-old Everton Isaac Romero was pronounced dead Friday at the Omaha Hospital. She says he never regained consciousness after the window closed on him outside a store in Schuyler where he lived. She says it's unclear how the window button was activated in the parked car. Everton's mom had powered the rear window down. Investigators couldn't determine how long the window was closed on the boy's neck. Said no autopsy was performed because there's no evidence that any law was broken. And they said the boy's mother acted appropriately the entire time. So I don't know if he was in the car by himself. I don't know if she just didn't know, she wasn't noticing, but very scary, very sad stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We also have a boy in Boston, 9 years old, critical, after being hit in the chest by a line drive at a baseball park. He was pitching a game at John J. Ryan Playground in Charleston, Boston, and he was hit in the chest. Paramedics used a defibrillator to bring him back to life on the field. He had been transported to the hospital. There's a type of condition that occurs if your heart is hit right before the electricity repolarizes. And unfortunately, that can put you into cardiac arrest. And if you get hit in the chest at the wrong time, this could happen. And, unfortunately, he did die, but they were able to revive him. And he now has a breathing tube in him, and, we're sending prayers to his family. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So for kids, they need daily routines. And these daily routines need to include how they eat, how they sleep. And apparently they found that if children had inconsistent bedtimes, they were twice as likely to be obese by age 11 as opposed to those who had regular bedtimes. Remember when we were little? Bedtime, it was like 8:30. I'm like, but I want to finish watching Dallas. You're not supposed to be watching Dallas. That's too, you know, you're too young for that. But I remember, you know, I was able to extend my bedtime till 9. But I remember 8:30 bedtime. I hated that. 8:30 bedtime, it's bedtime. You know, my kids, oh my gosh, they go to bed at 11 at night. They go to bed after I do. I don't understand it. So a new study based on findings from a cohort of children in the UK builds upon a body of research that finds household routines early in life can influence your weight. So they looked at children. They found that you need to, you know, tell them to go to bed, tell them to eat at certain times. That's just 1-877. Doc Dalli.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Speak,
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, scientists are saying that salt makes you hungry, not thirsty. And if you inhale a lot of snacks, bar snacks on a regular basis, you may find that you will actually get more hungry. An international group of scientists from places such as Vanderbilt University and the German Aerospace Center conducted the first ever study on salt intake and drinking habits, according to the Max Delbruck Center for Molecular Medicine. So to create a controlled environment with fixed diets, researchers used two simulated Mars missions involving 10 male volunteers. One quote-unquote mission lasted for 105 days and the other for 205 days. All men ate the same diets, but with different levels of salt. At first, salty foods increased thirst in the short term, but over the long term, those on salty diets drank less and complained about being hungry more. That's because the salt set off a mechanism that keeps water in the kidneys. They say many theorize that salt essentially glums into water molecules and pulls them into the urine, and results showed salt stained with the urine while water moved back into the kidneys of the body. And it caused scientists to take a closer look at urea. And they say urea is supposed to keep water in when our bodies get rid of salt. Nature has apparently found a way to conserve water that would otherwise be carried away into the urine. And making urea takes a lot of energy. So to make this urea, you end up getting more hungry, especially in mice, they found. So that could explain why high-salt subjects experienced increased hunger. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second. If you're making all this urea because of salty foods and it takes a lot of energy, then shouldn't your metabolism go up? Shouldn't you be losing weight? No, not entirely. I don't think they found that. So don't get excited about that yet, but we found it very, very interesting. So eating a low-salt diet is obviously good for your heart for a variety of reasons, also good for your kidneys. Right? But it may actually be good for your weight in a way. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. An artificial womb has been made that can help prematurely born babies. It looks like a plastic bag. This is very, very cool. And it's been tested on little fetal lambs. A study published Tuesday involving 8 animals found the device appears effective at enabling very premature fetuses to develop normally for about a month. They said, we've been extremely successful in replacing the conditions in the womb in our lamb model. And they've had normal growth. They've had normal lung maturation. They've had normal brain maturation. And they've had normal development in every way that we can measure. This is an artificial womb. This is very, very cool. So the device consists of a clear plastic bag filled with synthetic amniotic fluid. The machine outside the back is attached to an umbilical cord to function like a placenta, providing nutrition and oxygen to the blood and by removing the carbon dioxide. So what they want to do is recreate everything that, quote unquote, the mother does, even though there's no way you could recreate nature to the degree that it needs to. And they wanted to do that to support normal fetal development and maturation. And the fact that it worked in lambs is a very good sign. Jake Greenspan, a pediatrician at Thomas Jefferson University, called the device a technological miracle that marks a huge step to try to do something that we've been trying to do for many years. They also think that this device could help scientists learn more about normal fetal development, and it'll allow us to improve a child that, let's say, is having issues. Like, for example, I had placenta insufficiency where my placenta wasn't really working. And the baby, we could tell, wasn't making enough fluid, and we thought that my babies were going to be going into distress, so we had to give birth early and be induced to get the baby out. And luckily, they both came out fine. Yeah, you know, they back-talk me, and, you know, they make a lot of funny sounds. But for the most part, they're good, and they're good boys. And but my placenta was working. And so it, God forbid, if this had been in a previous age, right, or century, I could have lost both of them. And so, having the ability to help give a child what needs, if you have a mom with placental insufficiency at risk of, giving birth prematurely or not being able to carry to term, we may be able to induce earlier, give birth to a premature child, and be able to put them on this. So there's a lot of possibilities. This could be very, very cool. There are some ethical issues that they have to look at. This human device will be designed for those born 23 or 24 weeks into pregnancy. See, ethically, I'm fine with it because, there's a lot of discussion on and a lot of debate on if a child doesn't make it to term, was there an evolutionary reason for that? Was it because that that baby wasn't going to, you know, have all the faculties it needed, you know, and all the resources it needed, and body parts working at utmost condition for it to survive. However, when I think it's the mom's fault, like for me, you know, my children, thank God, were healthy in the womb, but it was my body that wasn't giving them a good pregnancy. So one, we had to give birth at 8 months because from 7 months to 8 months, he didn't grow. But he didn't grow because of my placenta. It was my fault. So yeah, give birth to the kid. Luckily, he, by the time we gave birth to him at 8 months, he was still full term. So luckily he matured enough where we didn't have to keep him in the NICU or anything like that. But you see, to me, that's my fault. That was my placenta. That had nothing to do with him and his evolutionary, you know, strategic place in this world. So, you know, in that particular case, yeah, I don't have a problem with that at all. And if a child does have some disabilities, nowadays there's a lot we could do with children with disabilities. So ethically, I'm fine, but with that, but you know, it'll be very interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is kind of interesting. I guess the best way to scoop ice cream has been revealed. You need a knife, they say, and an ice cream scoop. I guess the problem people have is their ice cream is so frozen that they have to wait for it to become soft before they could get a scoop. And I guess there's a certain hack that Daily Mail is teaching us. You eat your ice cream as soon as you open the tub, and it only takes 30 seconds. All you need to do, they say, is to use a knife to cut the entire tub of ice cream into a grid shape before using a scoop of balls of the treat. The secret is to heat up both utensils before using them by running them under hot water for a few seconds on each side. The warm knife will help soften the ice cream while you cut it into a grid shape, and the hot scoop will finish the process so that you can easily roll the ice cream into a ball and place it into your bowl or into your mouth. I don't like ice cream. I'm not a big ice cream eater. I like the toppings. Cutting the ice cream into a grid shape first helps loosen the ice cream and make it less firm. So some people like to stick their ice cream in a microwave, but then unfortunately the ice cream could then become too hot. So that's what you do. You warm up the instruments. Don't put your knife and your scooper by any means into a microwave, but heat it up under hot water. And I believe two 14-year-olds came up with this idea, Sam Nassif and Oliver Greenwald in Denver. They invented the drip drop, an edible wafer disc that slots into your ice cream cone and stops the drips from covering your hands and falling to the floor. And I guess they secured an investment from a Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank. They went to Shark Tank, and they gave her 33% of their stake. And so, they didn't come up with the heat hack. They came up with the drip drop. So very interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. No news yet on how Elton John is doing, but we find out he is recovering well. Apparently, he had a very rare bacterial infection. We haven't found out exactly what type of infection that was, but he had, I believe, been on tour, and he had to cancel all of his April and May dates of his Las Vegas residency, the $1 million piano, because of a harmful and unusual bacterial infection during a recent tour of South America. During his return flight home from Santiago, Chile, he became violently ill. They had to admit him to the hospital, and he underwent immediate treatment to remove the infection. We'll find out more, but so far he's doing better. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.